Well, how long have you been around this area, Al?
Oh, I've been right here for 16, 17 years. Uh-huh. And I've been in and around here for a long time.
Didn't you work down at on that Dillon Dam? Mm-hmm. What were you doing down there?
Put a bulldozer on it.
Uh-huh. Just flatten everything?
And I formed that for the upper end of it. What? A couple of years. I helped build in ski areas, too.
What ski areas?
Breaking Ridge.
Oh, yeah?
Get a lot of
bulldozers. I come over here from Cripple Creek.
What year was that? Remember?
Oh, I've been 19 years ago, so figure out what year that was.
Uh huh. It was about 19, 15.
But I worked down here on the Blue years before that. I worked at Clayton Hill when he even had this here ranch up here that Bob Young owns. And gosh, that was what, 40? In the 40s, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I've been around here for a long time.
What were you doing
Clayton there? Hill owned it before Bob Young did.
Yeah.
And then there was a Texas bunch bought it. And then Bob Young come working for them, and then he bought it from this Texas bunch.
Well, I worked at Clayton Hill when he was on it. That's, I got there when that kid was killed.
See, Clayton Hill's oldest son was killed down there on that ranch.
Yeah,
he went out to get some cattle in, and the dog stepped in a hole and threw him and caught his foot in the stirrup and just beat his head to pieces.
Oh.
That druggy. Yeah, they drug him, you know, bumped it on the rocks and whatnot. But his head was just mutilated.
You came up here from Cripple Creek? Mm-hmm. What were you doing down there?
I did. That's over there.
It's full of holes now, isn't it?
Oh, it's full of holes. They're running pretty good over there now.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat over there last winter.
What kind of a town was that when you were there?
It was a pretty good sized town then. There was, probably 2,000 men working there.
Is it a pretty rowdy place to live on weekends?
Oh, it's rowdy every night. They'd run two shifts.
Really?
Night shift come on, they'd never, day shift you go to work and they'd still be in the bar. They never closed them bars.
24 hour a day bars?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen some of the guys come home and still be in there the next morning too and go to work too. Had a lot of leasers at that time, you know. These leases were getting half. Uh-huh. So I expect, there were more than 2,000 men working there at that time.
What job did you have in the mine?
Oh, I run mostly a machine, drilling. I worked all the way out of Shulman, Peter Ray, Telluride.
Is that before Cripple Creek?
No. I'd work at Cripple Creek a while, and then I'd quit and go over there and work, and come back over. Well, I went over to that trade tunnel when they first driving it. That's a big mine, you know.
Which one is that?
That's right on top of Red Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And at that time, there was 1,500 men working in there.
Where were you living then?
Up there. They had bunkhouses up there, three-story bunkhouse.
Up at, right at the mine?
Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of them. They had two trucks. Well, they had, there was two trucks come out of Silverton, there was two come out of Uray that hauled men to work. They worked two shifts. But I stayed up the bunkhouse. I didn't like them close lights.
Well, yeah, you...
Summertime, I'd stay in town.
Mm-hmm.
In wintertime, I'd stay up there.
Well, let's see, did you have to cross the East Riverside to get up there?
Yeah. I'd go around. Then I plowed. A couple of winters I plowed snow up there. But I was working for the mine too. They was paying me wages and the county was paying me wages.
To keep the road open?
And I'd go get the men, you know, with the rotary. I had a big rotary. It was a snowstorm. Well, they'd follow right behind me and then I'd take the night shift back. And then I'd stay there at the mine and I'd take them home in the morning.
Uh-huh.
That's sleep, get out of the book, I sleep a while.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess that thing really lets go once in a while.
Oh, that's not the only one. Boy, I tell you, there's a dozen of them there is bad. That's the worst one. Every year it kills one or two.
Uh-huh. I guess a long time ago it killed a preacher and a couple of his daughters.
I helped dig them out.
You were digging them out?
I stayed right over there at that time. Yeah, that's the year that we taken our machinery over to Grand Junction. We're going to overhaul it. It got so, oh gosh, it got cold over there, so I went up there. And I had to be up there the day they, and that bulldozer caught that guy. I sitting there watching him. I wasn't around there. But I'd been up there two or three times, you know, before that. Mm-hmm. Well, it killed 17 up there on that slide one time.
Huh.
Killed a whole highway crew.
I guess they haven't done anything about putting a shed up for that, have they?
Yeah, they're talking about it. I don't know. They've been talking about that for 40 years.
Maybe one of these things will get around to it.
Well, that Riverside slide, too, now that goes up to Campbird Mine, that's a wicked one, too, boy. That killed a lot of people, too.
Right.
That killed the entire mine crew one time. Hacker!
Not
Yeah. Yeah, that killed the entire mine crew up there and took both house and all off.
Why, this is no way of knowing.
The only person that was alive was Cook, and he was downtown. Well, that slide on over from Silverton. There's 3 miles of it there to slide to all at once. God, I used to take the water underneath them things.
Well, I can understand why.
I always stopped that rotary, turned it off, and I'd stand and listen before I'd pull underneath that riverside. You can hear them long ways.
Yeah.
And then I'd barrel that thing through there.
How far across is that?
Oh, it's really not. All about as far as near the barn, where it's real bad. But I've seen that snow 200 feet deep in that canyon and run down the canyon for 3/4 of a mile.
Huh.
Well, I never did like that place.
So you work summer and winter down there for those mines. They're open all year round?
Oh, yeah. And then I worked up there at that Maple Eye there in Silverton. Shenandoah died, and I worked all of them.
On some of those, didn't you have to... How'd you get up there, up to the mine?
With them damn buckets.
You mean just hopped in the bucket and went up?
Yeah.
You did that in the winter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I stayed up... Most every one of them had a bunkhouse, and I stayed up there. That took 27 minutes to ride that one trail.
Which mine was that?
Up there at the Mayflower, the Shenandoah Dive, whatever you want to call either one.
Uh-huh.
You know, set way up on the hill.
Uh-huh.
God, talk about cold. It'd be 40 below up there around the mine. And I used to have 2 great big quilts. I'd put one down in the bucket, one over the top of me, and it'd all be white with frost the time I'd get up there. Inside. And sometimes they'd break down and leave you hanging up there. I didn't ride that very much. I'd come down sometimes on Saturday night, go back Monday morning, but I didn't ride a lot of them every day.
Really? What was it? Would it be cold down the mine in the wintertime?
Oh, yeah, that most of them mines are all cold over there.
Even when you're down in the shafts and things?
Oh yeah, they're cold. Now Cripps Creek, they're hot.
Why is that?
Well, you're down a mile deep over there, and the air don't go down. But them tunnels, you know, they're open. It goes right on through them.
They open on the other side of the mountain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and up through the top places. Well, you take them mines from Cripps Creek, but they're not. A few of them got holes out at the surface, but that Ajax mine way over a mile deep.
Uh-huh.
It's 98 degrees down there on the station. And just through wet steam,